You're listening to SBS News.
Modelling shows Australians will be about $2,000 per person better off in 2050, and around 100,000 jobs could be created under the federal government's plan to adopt a net zero target by that year. The coalition government released its long-awaited long-term emissions reduction plan on Friday afternoon, just minutes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison wrapped up a media conference in Melbourne. But the modelling also shows that despite the plan, Australia will still emit around 215 megatons of carbon per year before offsets compared to 2005 levels. The plan could also create jobs in regional mining, energy and heavy industry sectors, along with more in the renewable sector when hydrogen production is included. The report by consultancy firm McKinsey & Company says,
in total, McKinsey estimated that over 100,000 new direct jobs could be created in export and domestic sectors by 2050 under the advanced technology scenario, with many more potential indirect jobs.
The report opens by talking about what the country has already achieved.
Australia has reduced emissions and met its 2020 target while keeping the economy strong, and this will continue. We have reduced emissions by over 20% since 2005. While our economy grew by 45%. Our emissions have fallen 1.6% per year on average since 2010, even as global emissions have increased by 1.4% per year.
The report says there are a range of pathways to delivering the reductions needed to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. It compares a scenario where Australia doesn't take any climate action at all with the net zero by 2050 plan that the government released last month. It says emissions are projected to drop to 51% below 2005 levels in 2050 without action. But that will rise to 85% under the plan, still 15% short of the zero target, which it hopes will be met through further, as yet unknown, technology improvements. The Minister for Industry, Energy and Emissions Reduction, Angus Taylor, says the government is relying on that technology not taxes approach to limiting emissions.
The priority technologies in the roadmap are well known. We laid them out last year, whether it's clean hydrogen, low emission steel and aluminium, carbon capture and storage, soil carbon. These are technologies we know, we understand. The key is the costs are coming down. They will keep coming down. We laid that out in the plan, page 48 of the plan, and you'll see it as well in the modelling. And as the costs come down, the investment in those technologies go up.
And speaking at the same media conference a few minutes ahead of the actual release of the modelling, the Prime Minister claimed Australia is already doing better than many other countries.
We believe we will hit a 35% reduction. I think that's a conservative forecast by 2030. Now, this is at a time when Australia has already reduced its emissions by more than 20%. Now, countries like Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Angus, remind me, they're at 1%, 4% and 1% respectively. So we are doing almost 20 times better than our Trans-Tasman colleagues, and 5 times better than what's happening in Canada.
But Green Party leader Adam Banse is less than impressed, meanwhile, that Australia is not signing up to the kind of emission reduction that other countries, such as the UK and the United States, want to see by 2050. He says Australia is actively trying to take out clauses from the COP26 agreement.
Scott Morrison is refusing to sign the global push to get out of coal and gas. And instead of doing what the United States and the United Kingdom have done, which is cut their pollution, Scott Morrison instead is trying to rip clauses out of the global agreement. The United States and China are working together to tackle the climate crisis. But Australia is working with Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Labour's climate spokesman Chris Bowen says he'll take the necessary time to consider the detail of the 100-page document. But Labour's accused the government of avoiding scrutiny by issuing the document late on a Friday without giving journalists the opportunity to ask any questions. Alan Lee, SBS News.